To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Hello and welcome to the episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm your host, Aaron, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, Kimberly. Kimberly is the co-creator, coordinator, the all-around More Phenomenal Expo guru. This weekend here in San Antonio, Texas, More Phenomenal Expo is happening. There's a huge lineup of Power Rangers that are going to be here in San Antonio at the Wonderland of Americas. Tune in to the rest of this episode to get more details on this event, how it came to be, what we can expect, and dude, I'm talking about free movie screenings, I'm talking about lunch, brunch, after parties, all of this now in this episode of Pocket Knife News. Thanks for coming on, Kimberly. You can find More Phenomenal Expo on Instagram, Facebook. Click if you're looking at this in any podcast app. Just look at the links. Everything's linked below. If you're looking at this on Instagram, if you're on our Instagram or Facebook, everything's tagged in there. Thank you again for coming on, Kimberly. Now enjoy the show. All right. You have a big event coming up this weekend. It's like the first type of event for San Antonio. Do you want to talk a little bit about what this event is and how it came to be?
Well, actually, it's the first of its kind in Texas, period. But we're having it in San Antonio. I've always been a Power Ranger fan ever since I was little. And so have my friends. And, like, that's just how we became friends. We created a Power Ranger group on Facebook called Texas Power Rangers. So that way we can find other people. One day we were like at 12 members and like the next day we had like 60, next thing you know, we have 600. It just dwindled. And, it's been adding on ever since then. We visited places as Texas Power Rangers, you know, a whole, like whoever in the group could gather a cosplay together that was a ranger and could attend the convention that they wanted us at. We went as a group. So it started like that. And then, from there, it just took off. Then I started working on, like, my solo stuff. And then one day we were all together and we were like, you know what? Like, it's so hard to be able to go to California to enjoy Power MorphCon. It's so hard to go all the way to Florida to go to Ranger Stop. We were like, why don't we do something here in Texas? We were at a Mama Margie's, which is, like, a Mexican restaurant chain here in San Antonio.
I'm familiar with it.
Oh, you're familiar. Okay. Are you from San Antonio? You're from San Antonio yourself, correct?
Yeah. Well, I'm not from Florida, but I've been here long enough to know Mom Margie's. I've been here for almost 3 years, so.
You know, you get your chicken fajita taco and your Big Red, and you sit down. You get the free chips and salsa.
Mm-hmm.
So
bottomless.
We were there. It was funny. We were there with me, a friend named Paul, Adam, and a few other people that were with us, and we were like, we should do an expo, and that way we can branch out after from not just Power Rangers, but other stuff as well. And so that's why we named it Expo, More Phenomenal Expo. And my friend was like, no, we should really do it. And I was like, man, like, don't play around with me. And he's like, I'm serious. Like, let's do this. And I'm like, well, if you're serious, I'm serious. And he's like, I'm dead serious. Let's do this. I was like, okay, well, then let's do this. And this is how it started. We were like, well, let's find a place. And then it's just a community event. We wanted to give back to San Antonio, bring something different. 2 Power Rangers. Now we have 6 and a villain. It just took off.
And this lineup is insane for this show. I mean, for the first of its kind, like in Texas in general, like we've seen Power Rangers come through at different events, whether it was the old Texas Comic Con or Alamo City. I mean, but this lineup was really caught me off guard because we're big Power Ranger fans too. I was a fan as a kid, my wife as a kid, and then our oldest son really got into it at a young age, and so we're huge Power Ranger fans. And like when the first guest that I had seen was announced was Andrew Gray, the Red Ranger from the Megaforce and Super Megaforce, my son actually watched that whole series in Japanese at like the age of 5, so that like was a huge thing for us. And this whole lineup is none of these Rangers have been here before, it seems like. Maybe the pink or the yellow, but aside from that, this is like a very fresh lineup. It's super impressive.
Yes. Well, that was our goal. Let's bring Rangers that don't ever get to come to San Antonio and some that don't get, like, you know, just, I mean, some live in Texas, and then, like, Andrew's never been to Texas, so we're really excited on that.
Oh, that's awesome.
But,
that's super cool.
The Super Mega Force, though, the Japanese version Sentai, that was my favorite, so, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, that was, like, the first thing, like, my son, like, we started watching Samurai at that level is when he kind of got introduced to it, and we showed him all the old ones, but the nice, when, you know, the Gokiger and the Super Mega Force really came into play, collecting those keys was like a life-changing event for my son that like taught him the art of collectability. And like, you know, we'd go to the store every time and he'd flip through the rack to see all the keys just to see if there's one that he didn't have, and always on the hunt for a new one. So like, not only did that like continue, you know, our love for Power Rangers as a family, but like it's cool to see like him kind of turn into that collector community too through that show, especially since it's something so pivotal like to both my wife and I at a young age.
Yeah, I actually have the chest with keys filled up.
Dang, you gonna have that at the show?
I wasn't thinking of about it. I mean, it could, but then I'm really like, what if somebody tries to take my stuff or some kid breaks it or...
I've done plenty of shows. I know that same thing where you got something on display and someone thinks it's like a free, oh, I can take this, or they just kind of swipe it. So I know exactly what you're saying. No worries.
Just saying, I will be bringing my green Super Mega Force helmet with us there so people can look at that as well.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm super impressed that like y'all literally just got together one day and made this event happen. I mean, I have to imagine it was quite the journey. About how long do you think it took for this to fully come together?
Well, this has been, it's only been a year process.
Oh, wow. That's not too bad.
No, we just, it happened, we got together, and then we, from that day forward, we just went full speed, nonstop, and we've been at it ever since.
That's pretty awesome. So it'll be held at the Wonderland of Americas. It will be,
yes,
like, all on the first floor of the mall?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we chose that location because it would make it free to the community. And that was our main goal, was having something free, because I'm from a big family, and I couldn't always get to go to these fun events because there were so many of us. And it was only, like, only the older one gets to go because y'all have to wait. And so we wanted to just open that up. I talked to a lot of families, and they're like, that was my first question. Have you been to a Comic-Con? They were like, no. And I asked, why not? They're like, because we can never afford all of that for the whole family, and it wasn't fair for just one person to go. Okay. So I took that into consideration, and I'm like, you know what? Like, this has to be free. Like, we just have to do this. Free admission. And Wonderland of America gave us that opportunity to make this event free, so we took it.
That's super awesome. I mean, I've never been to a free con unless I was doing media coverage there, so I can definitely relate to that aspect. And you know, we have that same conversation in our household too, because we're not a huge family, but we're still a family of four, and taking two kids to something like that, you know, if we're investing that much money into it, then we want to be able to fully enjoy it. So it's like, do we take the younger one, do we take just the older one, how do we play that out? So the fact that you guys made this a free event is kind of insane all in itself, especially with the guest lineup that you guys have. I know a lot of people are pretty stoked on this event. A few of my good friends, Dork Dad Collectibles, Marcus Rockwell, and I know Lee from Restless Deals too, they're all going to be set up there. A lot of people are pretty stoked on this event right now, and it's really nice that you guys were able to offer this free to really push this event and let people in San Antonio in particular enjoy this.
Yes, and it's unfortunate that all this has happened around us with Hurricane Harvey, but we didn't want to just stop there. So we rallied in a bunch of different nonprofit groups that are from Texas, and they'll be attending, collecting donations. We're going to have that's for a fundraiser. Then we're going to have a donation drive as well, so that way we can take to the shelters, because we're going to be housing about 10,000 plus evacuees from surrounding cities in Texas that are going to be coming to San Antonio. So all of that stuff is going to help as well.
That's an awesome thing for you guys to be doing at this event. What do you think people need the most. And if there's something that you could see people donating at the event this weekend to help those in the surrounding areas around us who are affected by Hurricane Harvey, what do you think that is needed most? What can people bring?
Well, first, cash would be preferred. We're going to have two boxes, one for a Red Box. One for Red Cross. I'm thinking of movies. Oh, my gosh.
Go to the event, watch a movie, donate while you're there. It's all good.
So one box is going to be for Red Cross. The other box will be for the food bank. So, I mean, that's, like, our main focus. But we didn't want that to hinder people from not donating. Like, some people don't have – maybe they only had their funds set for what they were going to get at the expo. That's fine. Bring a jacket, bring a shirt, something that you don't use anymore, or a few items, and you turn them in. We're going to take all of that. We're going to turn around and give them to the shelters. We have people that are going to be driving down to the coast, and those families out there, their items are no longer good. They're destroyed, so we're going to be handing that stuff out as well.
That's awesome. That's our way to give back this weekend. You guys will be accepting donations, both cash and clothing. That's super awesome of you guys to be doing at the show as well.
Yeah, we're really excited. But on the movie side too, I mean, we didn't want to stop there. We went ahead and we did the free movie screening. So this Thursday, inside of the Alamo
Draft
House.
Okay, so you're underselling this right now. You're underselling it. You got to take a step back real quick.
Okay.
You're underselling it. So leading up to the event, you guys are doing a private screening at the Alamo Draft House this Thursday. At the Park North Draft House, where you guys will have a booth set up, a little table. You'll be having a raffle. You can get food at the Draft House because the Draft House is cool like that. Now, this event originally had a pretty hefty ticket on it, but boom. Just the other day, you guys announced this event is now free to the public. That's pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty sweet.
Because I was talking to some friends, and they were like, I want to go, but, I'm at 35, and then I have four kids, 15, 15, 15. And I'm like, you know what? Like, don't buy a ticket. Like, let me think about things for a day. And I did, and I was like, hey, you know what? Let me get my board together. Come on, we can't, like, let's just continue on. Like, it's already free an event. Let's just make this free, too. And, like, just don't have dinner. Come and have dinner at the movies.
At the draft. Right, right. No, and that's a brilliant idea. When I saw that you had flipped that to a free event, I saw that and made sure I posted it on our pages. Almost as soon as I saw it, I let my wife know, and she was like, done. I mean, we are that perfect family where it's like, damn, I really don't have $60 to spend out to the movies, but the fact that you guys have it for free, we got to eat dinner anyway. Why not just go out there? And like I've mentioned before, our kids love Power Rangers. We enjoy it. Like, and what a way to get hyped for the weekend to come. You know,
yep.
That's a pretty, pretty good way to do it. Not going to lie.
We're really excited. I know I'm really excited. I mean, I'm over here. I got like 5 gray hairs coming out because of this. But you know what? It's all worth it.
That's awesome. There's one other thing I wanted to touch on. So you do cosplay yourself. You've kind of mentioned it throughout our discussion here. Your cosplay name on Instagram is Kamari Cosplay, right?
Yes.
Who are you going to be cosplaying as this weekend?
Oh, I wish I really could. I wish I could. I would love to put my pink Power Ranger suit back on. But since I'm the one running the show, I'll be going crazy everywhere. I won't even have time to suit up.
Understandable.
No. Yeah, people have asked me, are you going to have a booth? And I'm like, no. Like, you want to help me out? You just attend the show and enjoy yourself.
You got it. I don't think you'll have any problem enjoying yourself at this show this weekend. The lineup looks insane. Vendor list looks great. I know some great artists that are going to be out there. This is really shaping up to be a great show. There's one other event you have tied to this too, if I remember correctly. Something at the Leaky Barrel?
We actually have, we have a pizza party as well. And that's a private pizza party with Andrew Gray. It's $30. You sit down at the table with him, you some meet and greets, you get to ask him whatever you want, unlimited pizza. And I don't know if y'all seen, but we just recently posted a picture on our Facebook, which is some art done by Marcus, and that's going to be an exclusive.
Marcus is a good friend of mine, and he sent me that artwork and the other two that are going to accompany it, and told me that Red Ranger was going to be the event exclusive, and it looks fantastic. I love his work, and that print in particular looks super good and is perfect considering that Andrew will be there this weekend. And talk about an awesome print to get signed by that guy.
Yes, I love it. I got one framed just for myself.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. So you got free screening on Thursday night. You can start Saturday off with a pizza party with the Red Ranger, Andrew Gray. $30. You get your pizza and get you a selfie with him, and you get to chat with the guy for a bit.
Yes, and an exclusive print.
And the exclusive print. And then you lead right into the show after that.
Yes.
If you're really wanted to commit to the Ranger lifestyle, man, this is the weekend to do it, huh?
Yes, sure is. And then, it doesn't stop there. At the Leaky Barrel, we just posted that the Force will be joining. They're a rock band, and they do actual good cover of the Power Rangers song. So I'm more than positive they'll be playing that at the after party.
Sounds good. Leaky Barrel for the after party.
Yes.
And then the con is full day, Saturday and Sunday. Right.
Yes. And the Leaky Barrel is right up the same road on Fredericksburg, less than 10 minutes from the same, actually maybe 5 minutes
Perfect.
Away.
Perfect.
And then,
you can be like right in that area that whole time.
Yes. And then, but it doesn't stop there. So again, we have Sunday. Catherine and Nakia are organizing a brunch as well. And they're going to be, they'll have their pricing up soon. I'm, waiting for that digital flyer to come in. And they're going to have their own meet and greet as well.
This is the first time hearing of this. So you
yes.
got the first day you get lunch with Andrew Gray, and then the second day you can have brunch with the Pink and Yellow Ranger.
That's correct.
That's insane, man. Dude, you guys are really hooking this up.
Well, we're trying. we don't know what their pricing is yet. I'm still waiting for the ladies to send me over that flyer. And then once they do that, then, whoever wants to join can join. They would pay them directly. And then we just have a good rest of the day. There's going to be panels going on as well.
I can't imagine a better lineup than what you guys have right now. And for this to be the pioneer event here in Texas for something so geared to Power Rangers, I think you guys are crushing it. I can't wait to get into it this weekend.
We're super excited as well. I'm excited. I'm like, oh my God, do I have everything I need? My house is like a storage right now. It's pretty crazy.
Hey, no, I think it's going to all be worth it at the end of all of this. We got this coming Thursday, August 31st. You go see the Power Ranger movie for free at the Draft House Park North. You can have lunch with Andrew Gray on Saturday at noon, pizza party, selfies, prints, leading right into the convention, after party at the Leaky Barrel, and then Sunday you get brunch with the Pink and Yellow Ranger, followed by another full day of the convention.
Yep. That's it. And then, of
Pretty
course, we have our drive. And then we just have – so that's everything. And then, of course, we're going to have our donation and fundraiser drive going on upstairs.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, y'all heard it. This is where you need to be this weekend. Kimberly, I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this event. I know we've been trying to do this a couple times. Super excited for it this coming weekend, and I can't wait to see you there.
Yes, more Phenomenal Expo. We'll see y'all this weekend.